Doctors and hospitals say the ruling will boost malpractice premiums and make it hard to recruit doctors to work in the state. Republican State Representative Kurt Gelo agrees.
As far as I'm concerned, it's a bad day for medicine. It's a bad day for health care costs because things are going to go up.
Gelo has spent his career recruiting doctors for hospitals. He says before this ruling, Wisconsin had no problem attracting doctors because it was one of only six states that capped malpractice awards.
Unfortunately, this decision by the Supreme Court to essentially abolish the tort reform that was one of the legs of the stool that made Wisconsin an attractive place to come is now gone. And that's going to put us now into the same category as many states that are in crisis.
Gelo also says the ruling will place a strain on the state's $750 million patient compensation fund. But trial lawyers are hailing the ruling as a victory for patients injured by medical procedures. Roger Bybee of the Wisconsin Association of Trial Lawyers says the compensation fund is large enough to absorb any claims the court ruling makes possible. He says the ruling allows juries to assure that severely injured patients get treated fairly.
We recently heard about a case where a woman went in for a gallbladder procedure, came out blind. People like that are going to be the ones who will now be able to receive a full and proper level of compensation.
But critics of the ruling, like Representative Gelo, say they'll start immediately to draft legislation to impose another cap on malpractice awards, one that will withstand a court challenge. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.